Morning, Michael.
Morning, Tess. I've got three cracking films for you today.
Three?
Yes, as we approach award season, or maybe we're right in the middle of it, there's two films that I'm going to talk about that will be up for consideration, and one documentary that I'm not sure if it's up for consideration or not, but it's bloody good. And I'll start with it. It's called Free Solo, and no, it's not another Star Wars film.
That was my first thought when you told me the title.
Free Solo. It stars Alex Honnold, possibly the greatest living free solo climber today. You noticed I include the word living because a lot of the great free solo climbers, that's climbing without ropes, carabiners, slings, harnesses, helmets and camming devices, are now climbing that great rock face in the sky. This film's directed by Jimmy Chin and Elizabeth Chai Vassahelyi. Free Solo profiles Alex Honnold as he sets out to attempt to be the first person to climb El Capitan, better known to non-climbers as an Apple operating system, but to people like Alex as the 3,200-foot cliff face in Yellowstone National Park.
So it sounds like this guy is very much one of those people that likes to go out and do things that people may consider a bit dumb for kicks.
Well, not really. Alex actually comes across as a slightly eccentric, yet highly intelligent, but he's also a fairly likable guy, if extremely obsessive, compulsive about his preparation. He also confesses to being somewhere on the autism spectrum there as well. We also meet his girlfriend, Sunny, and he just can't understand why Sunny is fearful for him and why she would prefer to live in a house rather than a camper van.
Yeah, I think I've got an idea.
He also thinks she might be a bit of a jinx, as he's been injured twice since the two of them had been together. For Alex, this is the Olympics, but for him, there will be no silver medal if he fails. He'll just die. Will he make it to the top? You'll just have to watch this spectacular, at times thrilling, and at times vertigo-inducing documentary to find out. Don't see Free Solo by yourself. See it with someone to hold on to.
Yeah, I'm quite happy on the ground here. I'm going to stay in my chair.
So am I. I think I'll move on to another film now.
Sounds like a plan.
This is Green Book, starring Viggo Mortensen, Mahershala Ali, Linda Cardellini, and directed by Peter, oh, is that my Dick Farrelly. Green Book is the based on a true story account of the friendship formed between Italian-American racist Tony Lip Vallelonga, who was a nightclub bouncer, played by Viggo Mortensen, and African-American classical pianist Don Shirley, played by Mahershala Ali, as they tour the American Deep South in 1962 on a concert tour. At first, the two are like oil and water, and they also rub each other up the wrong way. They come from different sides of the tracks. Their class differences, everything about them is different. But through a series of events, some of them unfortunate, as you would expect in a film like this, the two develop a lasting bond.
Mm.
Now, why is the film called Green Book? Well, that was the colour of the motoring guidebook used by black motorists when travelling interstate in less enlightened times, which showed them where they could eat, sleep, and use a toilet. And of course, it's a necessary item for Tony Lip while he's driving Don around in the Deep South.
That's horrific.
It is horrific, but it meant that they couldn't actually stay at the same hotel together.
Ugh.
Anyway, Green Book, it's a road movie which moves in a very worthy, yet fairly predictable direction. The real pleasure of this film is watching the performances of Viggo Mortensen and Mahershala Ali and watching them really embrace their characters, which could have been total cliches, and genuinely appear to learn from the other character and actually begin to change as the film progresses. That for me was the most rewarding part of this film. Green Book, it may be a little too saccharine and heartwarming for some, but its message is still quite powerful. I'd put Green Book in your little black book of movies to see.
It sounds a little bit cheesy.
It is a little bit cheesy, but hey, this is a Hollywood film.
Yeah, good point, good point.
Let's move on to the last film.
All right.
This is The Front Runner, starring Hugh Jackman, Vera Farmiga, and J.K. Simmons. It's directed by Jason Reitman, who directed films like Juno and Thank You for Smoking. Seen either of those?
I actually have. For once in the entire segment that you asked me that, I have seen Thank You for Smoking.
Excellent. Good. Good to know that you've actually watched a film. The Front Runner. It's about a real guy called Gary Hart, who was probably a bit before your time. Gary Hart's played by Hugh Jackman. He was a U.S. senator from Colorado. Gary Hart lost the 1984 Democratic nomination to Walter Mondale, but decided that he was going to run again in 1988 for president of the United States. Gary Hart was articulate, intelligent, charismatic, and definitely not from Washington, given that he was from Colorado, not part of the establishment. But Hart made two mistakes. He was reluctant to discuss his personal life, and he challenged the press to follow him around when he wasn't campaigning.
Ooh.
Then a reporter from the Miami Herald decided to follow him around one day.
Oh, what? Shocker.
Now, the Front Runner looks back to a simpler time in media and politics, before the 24-hour news cycle, a time when politicians' private lives were private, before the internet as well. Though, as we see, it didn't take long for tabloid-style journalism to catch up with politics. Front Runner is pretty much a procedural, without going into the sordid detail, possibly due to legal reasons, of the meteoric rise and quick fall into obscurity of Gary Hart's presidential ambitions. There was great potential for captivating drama in this film, but you just get the feeling that the juicier elements have been left out for fear of being sued for defamation. As a result, the film just plods along from point A to point B, giving us events as they happen without taking any sort of moral or ethical stand on either side of the issue. And as a result, we get a pretty boring film. I'm afraid The Front Runner lags well behind in the entertainment stakes.
Rough. Thanks so much, Michael.
Pleasure.